Surely the presence of the Lord is indeed in this place, residing in each and every one of us. As we come together at this time of meditation, collectively and individually, collectively, as we know that we are all here breathing God together, and at the very same time that we are, each and every one of us, that unique individual breath of God. And so it is that unique individual breath that we come apart for a moment, that we come into that place where there is only an overpowering feeling of our oneness with the presence. And so I invite us to just let that breath just floating with that breath carry us deeper and deeper to that beautiful church inside of us. That place of beauty and warmth, of wisdom and strength, of power, of peace and joy and comfort. Oh, could there be a more wonderful place? This place that we carry with us all the time, never having to look outside, but just inward to this beautiful place. And so in our mind's eye to see a door. And as we get closer to that door to feel more warmth and more warmth and light. So much light that it's streaming under the door and through the sides. Just beckoning us to come in. And as we reach for the handle to enter this door, we stop for a moment and remember we're just going to put aside anything that we might have, any preconceived ideas that we might have of what we're going to experience here. But we're going to let it just be a beautiful surprise. And so we enter. And we see before us an altar. And there's a sign on this altar that says, leave your burdens here. And so we take a few minutes in the silence to ask, what is it, God, that I need to place on this altar to release? What do I need to release in my life so I can feel more of your presence as we sit for a moment in sacred silence. And so now, we walk up to this altar and place whatever burden we have right there. Whether it's unforgiveness or envy, pain, anything negative at all that we can see in our life, we just place right there. And once we've done that, we look again and it's gone. Thank you, God, for helping us release anything in our life that is not expressing more of you. And so now, as we begin to leave this inner church and return here to this outer church where we all sit together, giving thanks for this time, giving thanks for the beautiful place that we carry in us that is always available for us. A place of unconditional love and acceptance. We are grateful for this truth that we know. And we give thanks for this time together, where our souls have resonated together, knowing that when we pray and meditate, that we move this universe forward, collectively and individually. We do pray this prayer in the consciousness of the one who knew who he was when he said, "I am the light of the world," and who told us who we are when he said, "You are the light of the world." Jesus Christ, and in that Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. And so it is. Amen. And now we join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. fill. For thine is the kingdom and the power.